Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here this morning on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday, May the 24th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour, and we are off and running, 59 degrees, mostly sunny skies here in the area. You know, and I'll tell you what, it's kind of a bleakish day for me. We've had such nice weather lately that today really is not living up to it, but I hear the rest of the weekend is going to be pretty nice. So, well, I guess really the rest of the week. I guess we're only midweek here on Wednesday, so the rest of the week is going to be pretty nice. So we'll be all happy, happy campers as we head into the big Memorial Day weekend holiday. Really the official kickoff of summer. Now, I have never really understood this, to be honest with you, why Memorial Day is the official kickoff of summer. Now, maybe it's because it's really the first 3-day weekend of the 3-month period that we think of as summer, because summer really does not come until June 21st. So Memorial Day, which I believe is on the 28th this year, let me double check that. Oh no, 29th this year, still is a little early for summer being June 21st. But regardless, it's the official kickoff of summer. Now, I really don't know if any of these things are all that official. You know, is June 21st really the official kickoff of summer? Because you know, and I have argued this many, many times, that we like to move these dates around. It's not only on the 21st. It's not always on the 21st. Sometimes it'll be the 20th. Sometimes it'll be the 22nd. Sometimes even the 23rd. So I don't know. You know, it's very confusing. But why Memorial Day? Maybe it's the first day that we can barbecue and cook out. Maybe that's why it's the official first day of summer, kickoff of the summer season. Regardless, I hope you're doing something fun and are ready for the big Memorial Day weekend. Now, let's see here. What's on the agenda this morning to talk about? Well, we want to talk a little bit about Memorial Day. Oh, I want to tell you what I did yesterday. Now, yesterday, for whatever reason, I don't know if I'm overworked or what it is, but yesterday I was just tired all day long. You know, nothing huge. You know, just one of those days where you kind of feel sluggish all day long. And I didn't get off work last night till 6 o'clock. And it got to be 6 o'clock, and I was tired, and I didn't want to cook anything for dinner. So I thought, well, what am I going to do? So it got to be 6 o'clock, and I was getting ready to get off work. Now, this is one of the perks of working in a grocery store. I thought, well, I'm just going to grab something easy and go home. Now, here is what I ended up getting. Now, this is not what you would call a health food kick, but it is nice at the end of a long, tiring day. What I ended up with was cookies and milk. Now, the milk was 2%, cookies and milk. And I'll tell you what, I came home last night after 6 o'clock, and I thoroughly enjoyed the cookies and milk. So, I know this is not the best health tip in the world, but it was a lot of fun last night. And I couldn't even tell you the last time I had cookies and milk. Wanted to remind everybody, we talked about this earlier in the week. The trips last weekend I took to the Tiffin Flea Market, finally got over there, trip to Blooming Grove where President Harding was born, Mansfield to the Ohio Reformatory, Ontario to Fazoli's, had a great time last weekend. If anybody has any more comments, we had a few on Monday regarding those trips. If anybody has anything they would like to add to that, feel free to give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. The Friday Night Live Show will kick off summer this Friday night. See, if they're going to say Memorial Day will kick off summer, well, why not the Friday Night Show kicking off summer? The Friday Night Show will kick off summer this Friday night, 8:15 until 10 p.m. on this station. And we've been having a lot of fun with that Friday Night Show, and I think we'll have a lot of fun with it this coming Friday. Now, I think we have a guest coming up here momentarily. I say I think because, you know, you never really know. So I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to take a short break here, and I'll be back, hopefully, with our guest momentarily.
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison, then the first thing you should do is call 1-800-222-1222. Poison can be anything you're not supposed to take. Antifreeze, pesticide, the wrong drug by mistake. If you breathed a nasty chemical, been bitten by a snake, call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here for you night or day.
For a poison or drug emergency at home or at work, just call the Poison Control Center hotline. We're here 24-7 with the expert help you need. Free and confidential. Even if you think it's a false alarm, call
1-800-222-1222. 1-800-222-1222. If you think it might be poison and you don't know what to do, call 1-800-222-1222.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here, 19 minutes past the hour on this Wednesday morning, May the 24th, 2023. Well, you know what? I have not heard from the guest yet, but we will hope that the guest joins us momentarily. You know, maybe it was the cookies last night. Eating all those cookies and 2% milk might have thrown me off a little bit here this morning, but I'm pretty sure we do have a guest scheduled this hour. And by the way, yesterday, how about those guests we had on the show yesterday? The amazing Kreskin came back on, and he was great as always. I always appreciate when the amazing Kreskin joins us here on this station. And we also had the mayor on. And I thought the mayor gave a very concise interview yesterday about what he might do when his term of 16 years, his current term of 4 years, but his complete time as mayor, 16 years, runs out this coming January 1st. I thought that was very interesting. And I thought it was interesting to talk about how things are done in the city. Because I've heard for years people say, why doesn't the city do more to get business into Marion? Well, the mayor kind of told us yesterday how that process works. And I thought that was really a fascinating interview. So I hope you enjoyed the mayor, and I hope you enjoyed the amazing Kreskin yesterday. By the way, if you have any comments on those interviews, because I know we did not get a chance to talk about those, you can give me a buzz here this morning, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz if you have anything to say in regard to the amazing Kreskin or the mayor who was on yesterday. I know when the mayor's on, it sparks a lot of interest in people because you get to hear directly from city government. And hopefully, we all learn something together because that's the reason we do those interviews, especially with the mayor. All right, what else did I want to bring up this morning? Well, I was telling a story yesterday about just being recognized, and you know, it's fun to be recognized. That's a fun thing to do, but there are certain times where you don't want to be recognized. Well, I'm going to elaborate on this story here in just a few seconds, because something happened yesterday compounded onto being recognized the day before. Now, here's what happened. Well, by the way, does anybody have any comments on our Friday night show from last week? Because I'll tell you, Matthew and Sean and I really had a good time with the Friday night show last Friday night. It was really more of a comedy show. It certainly would not be considered a news show. But we had a lot of fun discussing things and laughing and having a good time. And I hope people understand that the Friday night show is not a news show. It's really more of a conversation that you might overhear in a restaurant. And we just have a good time with that. And we had a lot of fun last Friday night doing that. So if anybody has any comments on that, they can give me a buzz as well. 740-751-4038. Always fun to get together with those guys on Friday night. It's just kind of the end of the week, and everybody can relax and sit back and have a good time and just really enjoy themselves. And that's what happens during the Friday night program. So if anybody has any comments on that, feel free to give me a buzz here. 740-751-4038. All right. As far as being recognized go, now I ran through this kind of quickly yesterday because we had a lot of guests on the program. What happened was, I think it was Monday. Monday this week, I had called because I had got a letter in the mail that one of my prescriptions had been recalled. And that's really the type of letter that you don't want to get. So I got this letter that my prescription had been recalled. So I called the pharmacy, and all I said to them was, hey, I got this letter that my prescription might be recalled. And the lady on the other line said, well, hold on a second. And then I don't know what she was doing because I didn't give her any information or anything. And she comes back on the line, and she said, this is Scott, right? And I said, yeah. And she never did ask my last name, and I think she pulled up my information. And she just explained to me that when a company goes out of business that makes a certain kind of medicine, that they have to send out those letters. Now, what was fascinating to me about that was I don't call the pharmacy very often. You know, I think we all do those automatic refills now. So how she knew who I was, I really don't know. Well, what happened was, I said, did the voice give me away? And she said, yes. So I assume that she does listen. Now, right after that, I had to run down to Aldi because Meijer does not keep whipped cream in stock. Now, why this is, we really don't know. Maybe there's a run on whipped cream at Meijer, but I needed whipped cream, so I go down to Aldi, and I get my whipped cream. And I get in the aisle, and there are 1,700 people in the aisle. 1,700 people in the aisle. So I know I'm going to be there for 7 or 8 days. So I'm waiting. And one aisle is open, by the way. One checker is open at Aldi this particular day. So anyway, I'm waiting. And finally, a second checker comes up, Angel of Mercy, to save us all. And we kind of go into the second aisle, and I'm still like the third person back. And the people in front of me turn to me, and they go, hey, let's let this guy go ahead. He's on the radio. So I guess there are perks to this business. Hey, let's let this guy go ahead. He's on the radio. Well, that was very nice of them, and again, I did not know the people, but I certainly appreciated them letting me go ahead. Now, that brings us to yesterday. Now, that's all the good in life, where you don't have to tell people who you are and you get, you know, skipped ahead in lines at grocery stores. Well, here's where the bad comes in. So yesterday, I go in to the grocery store. As I said, I was at the grocery store yesterday. I go in, and I'm kind of tired already. It was just one of those days where, you know, you're just kind of sluggish. So I go into the grocery store, and I can see that one of my coworkers really wants to say something to me. Have you ever seen that look on somebody's face where they just really want to tell you something? So this guy comes up to me, and he says, I did not know you were engaged. Literally what he said to me. I did not know you were engaged. And I'm thinking, I did not know this either. Now, I thought maybe he had heard the program last week, and where I was talking about not knowing being engaged the one time that I was engaged. So I let a little time pass, and I didn't poke the bear on that one. So then, later on in the day, he comes back up to me, and he says, "Hey, I met your fiance." And I said, "Well, you know, I don't think you did, because I'm not engaged. You know, I'm just not engaged." And he said, "Well, yes, you are." And I said, "Well, you know, there are a few things in life that I'm absolutely sure of, but this is one of them." I said, no, I don't think you did." And he said, "Well, she was in here earlier today." And I said, "Well, somebody might have been in here earlier today, but definitely not a fiance." So I said, "What happened that makes you think that this person is engaged to me?" And then he relayed a story to where he was at one of the registers with somebody else who worked there, and they were talking about me for some reason. Why they were talking about me, good or bad, I really don't know. And somebody came through the line, and I guess overheard this conversation. And this person who came through the line said, "You know, I'm engaged to him." And I said, "Well, I don't think that's correct." I said, what did she look like? What did you get a name? Did you get anything here?" And he tried to explain her. He said, "Well, you know, about your age and brown hair and some kind of glasses." And I'm thinking, I don't know anybody like this. I don't know anybody like this. And I certainly am not or have been in the past engaged to anybody. So here's what I want to say. I'm not engaged. That's too much work. And number two, I don't know who this was. Now, this is a little worrisome because now when I'm in public, I wonder if this person is going to come back. Because now there are other people who have seen this person and heard this person make this claim. So the event at the pharmacy the other day was good. The event at Aldi the other day was good. But this event yesterday, it's a little hinky. It's a little hinky because I know that I'm not engaged. Now, there are girls around, but no engagement. No. No engagement. So I hope I did not mislead anybody into the idea that I would be engaged. Because that is the last thing in the world I would ever do. And you know what I really don't understand about any of this? I've never given a ring in my life. And I've never gotten down on one knee. And I've never said to anybody directly, "Will you marry me?" That has never happened in the history of my life. So I don't know how this keeps happening. I hope it's just a joke. I hope somebody was just playing a joke yesterday. But you never know. People are a little slippery. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, on the flip side of all that, last night when I got home, it was kind of late last night, about 9 o'clock, I got a phone call from somebody who I had not heard from in quite a while, maybe a month or so, something like that, called out of the blue last night about 9 o'clock, and I just had the best conversation with this person. And I think it goes back to something I was saying a few weeks ago. If you have not spoken to somebody, if you have not made contact, or if you have a beef with somebody, if you have like a bad feeling, or maybe that's why you're not talking to the person, reach out to them. Because this person reached out to me last night, and we ended up talking on the phone for probably over an hour and a half, which probably is not going to do very well by me being less tired today. But I had the best time talking with this person last night. It was an absolutely enjoyable conversation. And so just call somebody out of the blue that you have not heard from in a while. I don't think you will regret it. I certainly don't regret the phone call last night. So that's how the night went last night for me. good on all accounts, I think, at this particular point. All right. We're going to see if we can get our guest here on the line one more time. We're going to give this one more shake here. Stay with us. We're going to take another break, but we'll be back momentarily.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on a Wednesday morning, 33 minutes past the hour. I don't know what happened to our guest. Maybe we'll have to see what happens with that as the day goes along. So I tell you what we're going to do here. I think we've covered all the ground that I wanted to cover this morning. The trips this past weekend, the Friday night show, the possible engagement. You know, hey, maybe I'll be married. How about that? Wouldn't that be? This is the marrying time of the year. You know, people get married around Memorial Day. Why not? And the good phone call last night. All right, if anybody's got anything to say, the phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Now, here's something I had planned earlier in the week that we never really got to that maybe we'll get to now. Let's see if we want to do that or do we want to do this. Well, let's do this because this really is more poignant for what's going on in our world right now. Everybody likes the Family Feud, and we are headed into the kickoff of summer this weekend. Here's a Family Feud question for you. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. There are five answers here. Does anybody know what the five answers are? Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Five big answers on the board here today. These are all good answers, to be honest. I don't think there are any on this list that are misleading or confusing, really, in any way. I think they all are things that happen when you get hot. So here in the month of May, the category is name something that might happen when you get really hot. 740-751-4038. And I want to thank Mary this morning for the message. She sent, I think they're called memes. She sent me a meme this morning that said McDonald's needs a third window where you can trade in all the wrong food that they give you. Well, there's no doubt about that, and that's happened to me several times along the way. Although it's usually not food. It's just them giving me regular pops instead of diet sodas. That tends to be what happens. All right, does anybody have any guesses here? Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Five answers on the board here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 37 minutes past the hour, 23 minutes left in our first hour here today. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. And all five of these are very legitimate things that might happen to you when you get really hot. 740-751-4038. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. You know, it's such a kind of an overcast morning. As I started the show by saying, it's just kind of a slow day, kind of a slow Wednesday here. And I think that, you know, our guest, we have no idea what happened to our guest here this morning. Hopefully we're able to figure that out before the second hour. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. I'm pretty sure I have the time right on this. But you know, when you're doing live radio, as I said many years ago to Charles Grodin, I said you really only have about a five-minute window. You call the guest a little early, and you say, are you going to be on the show today? And if they don't answer the phone, there's really not much you can do at all. You're just kind of thrown to the lions. All right. So, in any event, does anybody have any answers here? Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Five answers on the board. Now, there's a ton of things that could happen to you when you get really hot when you think about it. And I think over the last few days, there are probably a lot of people out there getting hot. I know last night was probably the first night that I got really kind of warm. Go ahead, caller.
I just tuned in, so I'm not sure. Are there any answers yet?
Nope, no guesses yet.
Can I give a boring answer?
Go right ahead.
Sweat?
Sweat. Well, that's what Mary sent us online just now as well. Sweat was the number one answer.
Get thirsty? Is that on there?
I don't see get thirsty on the list.
Well, shouldn't you hydrate when you're getting hot?
Well, you probably should, but I don't think that's something that happens to you. I don't think getting thirsty, I don't know, maybe it's something that happens to you.
Okay, well, I'll just a little more serious condition, get heat stroke.
Heat stroke is number five on the list.
Okay, well, I guess that was okay. Okie dokie, well, have a nice show.
All right, thanks. All right, well, there's two answers right off the bat from Adam here this morning. Number one was sweat, and number five was heat stroke. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Sweat is number one. Now, 75 people said sweat. Heat stroke is number five. Two people said heat stroke. So now we've just got the three in the middle. Does anybody know what the three in the middle are? And Mary, out there listening, of course, got sweat as well. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the three answers in the middle here this morning? All kinds of things can happen to you when you get really hot. Now, Adam said, get thirsty. Now, get thirsty is not on the list, but there is something that has to do with liquid, let's say, that is on the list. Like I said, when I started this category, all of these are pretty well legitimate answers. All five of them. Sweat, of course, being number one. And heat stroke, of course, being number five. Now, I would think heat stroke is probably the most severe thing that can happen to you. But we've got the three in the middle here. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. You know, yesterday, when I found out that I was possibly engaged, I kind of got a little hot. I got a little what do you say? Got a little hot under the collar. Got a little worried. I did not realize that was happening. It's hard to tell from day to day. You know, last Friday, we had a conversation on the Friday night show. I'm not going to bring this conversation up again, but we had a conversation on the Friday night show that was really comical in a way. But I don't know. I hope people took that conversation in the fun spirit that it was meant to be, because it really was just a comical conversation. All right, let's go back to the phones here. All right.
Go ahead. Well, we've got a guest here online. Brinley, our youngest listener at 7 years old, says, take a drink of water. Not take a drink of water, but again, it does have to do with liquids. Go ahead, caller.
I thought I would give a comical answer, Scott.
All right, go ahead.
But I was looking at the updated weather forecast, which is more up to date than that great weather report we have at the top of the hour. And it seems like on my birthday, that is forecast to be the first 90-degree day of the year, which is pretty cool. That's actually for Marion. It's saying on the first. So my guess is that when you get really hot, it's your birthday, because that's what's going to happen apparently this year.
It's not. No, birthday is not the answer. Well, what's Memorial Day looking like?
Memorial, because birthday that I share with Marilyn Monroe and the late Rene Auberjonois. I think that's how you pronounce it.
You have a lot in common with Marilyn Monroe.
We're both very good looking, yes.
Well, that wouldn't be the first thing that comes to mind, but why not?
84, 59, and mostly sunny and dry.
Oh, 84 and mostly sunny and dry. Well, you know, that'll be good for people.
Cooler tomorrow. I mean, mid-60s, it's hardly winter, but cooler. And then it's going to be 80s and maybe 90 for quite a while. So that's my answer. If you get really hot, know it's your birthday, because that's the first 90-degree forecasted day in quite a while. But that's probably not there, right?
No, birthday is not there. Now, we have to wait till June the 1st for 90 degrees, right?
Yes, and that's also, I might sound a little older when I call on the first.
Well, you sound kind of old today.
Well, I'll sound even older then.
We'll look forward to that.
I guess Brinley mentioned
Take a drink of water.
I kind of feel sorry for them, and they're kind of a local company here in mid and central Ohio. Drink a Bud Light. They need as much help as they can get, I think.
Take an alcohol. Have an alcoholic beverage.
Drink a Bud Light. I mean, unless you kind of feel sorry for Bud Light. Didn't they make the biggest marketing mistake probably in history? And it's made locally here. But the brewery is very close to my house. So since I kind of feel sorry for them, and Brinley, cover your ears, because this is not really an answer for 7-year-olds, but for grown-ups like yourself and myself, Scott, a nice cold one does seem good on a really hot day.
It could be, but this is, now the category is name something that might happen to you.
Yeah,
see, I think that's where we're getting lost, because
you would go to Kroger and a famous radio announcer would check you out and bag your groceries. Since you are so famous, everybody seems to know you, which is great.
Yeah, but see, that's bad. It's a bad thing, Adam, because then people start showing up and they say they're engaged to you, and then what do? I have no idea.
Who is this person who is supposedly engaged to
you? I have no idea. I was not there when it took place. I just got the aftermath of it from the people who were there.
Aren't you on like that? So you are on one of those mystery bachelor shows where the girl marries a millionaire or something, a sight unseen? Is that kind of what it's like marrying a radio announcer, sight unseen?
Well, no, because I am not engaged to anybody. I mean, I'll tell you something else that happened yesterday, since we have a moment here, and why not? You know, it's the middle of the week. Yesterday, I also and I'm not going to say his name because everybody would know this person's name. They came up to me yesterday, and a good friend of mine. And he was doing a little bit of shopping, and we had a moment to talk because we weren't very busy. And he got his groceries all together, and so we were sitting there and talking. And he says at the end of the conversation, he goes, so did you trade women? Now, that's what he said. That was the question to me.
Were you like George Steinbrenner trading ball players?
I don't know, but that's what he said to me. He said, did you trade women? And I have never had a conversation in my life with anybody like that. He said, did you trade women? And I didn't know how to answer that. I said, yeah, I think so. I think I did. And I said, but all's well. Everybody's happy. No problems. But how do you answer that question? Did you trade women?
I would say, do I look like George Steinbrenner? I mean, he would trade ball players.
Well, George Steinbrenner's dead, so I hope I don't look like George Steinbrenner.
But it could just be posthumously. Or Marchand, one of my favorite baseball
players. Couldn't believe this coming out of this person's mouth, because if I said the name, 90% of the audience would know who it is, and I had not seen this person in probably a month or two, so I get where the question was coming from. It's probably coming from social media, but you know, I was just kind of shocked. I never had a personal conversation in my life with this person, and all of a sudden, it's did you trade women?
Who I think the person might be.
Yeah, you would never guess this person.
Okay, I was going to guess our favorite pastor, David Lippert, because he likes to wisecrack like I do.
No, it wasn't.
He's a funny, sarcastic guy like myself, so that's the kind of thing he would say.
No. It wasn't Pastor Lippert, but I just this person is not a young person, so it wasn't even in that vernacular of a young person, which is what you know what, people just get interested in your life. I think that's social media, I think that's radio, and I appreciate that, but sometimes it's a little different.
Well, I don't get priority treatment at all, like you do. I still got to put a quarter in the shopping cart to get a shopping cart out.
Well, see, I didn't even need a shopping cart.
I don't get to cut in line or anything. I'm just a regular dude, I guess.
Well, I don't think I cut in line. I think I was offered to take the spot in line.
You were given priority service.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was nice. I appreciate it.
What do you think about my celebrity client I have later this morning?
That's nice.
It's not Phil Donahue, not quite that celebrity, but close.
Yeah. No, I think it's nice. I think it's nice,
too. It's good when somebody famous and, you know, and serious, someone you have admired for years and years.
Admires
your own skills.
No, wait, it's somebody I have admired?
Well, I have many for years and years, and the person obviously admires my skills. Not quite sure why, but I guess I'm not going to complain, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think you complain when somebody says nice things. I'm just saying this, you know, honestly, to be honest with you, I never really watched this person. Now, I was aware of who they were, and it was interesting talking to them because they had a double profession, which is really what I found most interesting about them.
When this person was on your show, and of course that means that this person was famous, and I'm not saying male or female, I'm just going to say this person, since this person was on your show, and that would usually mean that such a person would be eminent in some way. Yeah, it was actually a really good interview, and brought perspectives on some other people that I admire, and I listened at the gym, of course, to the replay, and good stuff.
I don't know what happened to the guest we lost this morning. Hopefully they reemerge. I don't know, maybe in the second hour morning.
You went to Phil Donahue and his lovely wife Marlo's house. I get to go to this person's house. It's thankfully much closer than New York City. It's so close to where I live. I could almost walk there, but I'll take the hybrid. Okay, well that's good, and I'm glad I could provide some humor, and I. Obviously, I'm well in left field with this guess as to who the person was, but I think Lippert was a good guess.
Oh, you know, I'm just not going to say.
Because he's like that. We have kind of similar sounding names. Maybe that's a thing with a name that kind of sounds like that. He likes to wisecrack and sometimes surprises you, but he has a big heart. He's a really good guy. He's just kind of off the wall sometimes, so that's part of the fun, a lot like myself.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Adam, for calling.
See you later, Scott. Bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open here this morning. Now, remember the premise of the category here. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Now, so far, we've got the number one answer, which was sweat, and we've got the number five answer, which was heat stroke. So we've got sweat, and we've got heat stroke. But there is something that has to do with liquids. But you've kind of got to think of the question here. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Something that might happen to you. So getting a drink, I don't think would happen to you. Now, take a drink of water is closer. That, as Brinley said, that could happen to you.
But it's things that would happen to you when you get really hot. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about get sick at your stomach?
No sick at the stomach, but that's a good guess.
Or just flat pass out.
Yes, pass out faint is number two on the list. You know, both of those things about happened to me yesterday when I found out that somebody had been in the store.
Huh.
Yeah.
You do live an interesting life, that's for sure.
You know,
thanks for sharing it with us.
Well, you know, I figure I got to talk about something in the morning.
Got it.
Hey, thanks. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Yes, pass out faint is number two on the list here today. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Now, that's more along the line of the type of answers that we have here today. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Now, number one was sweat. 75 people said sweat. Number two was faint, pass out. 13 people said faint, pass out. And number five was heat stroke. Now, two people said heat stroke. So we still have number three and number four on the list. Still two answers left. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Sweat, pass out, heat stroke. That's what we have so far. But there is still one on here that has to do with liquids. We've brought up liquids now twice this morning. Adam brought it up. And Brindley sent it in from Facebook Messenger. But what is that other thing? Well, two other things, but one of them does have to do with liquids. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Sweat, pass out, heat stroke. Those are the answers we have. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. But, you know, yesterday, it was just a cavalcade of comedy in my life. Started with the engagement thing, which, again, I am not. But apparently there's somebody out there who either believes they are or is telling a joke.
Maybe they're telling a joke. Go ahead, caller. Yeah.
Scott, I've known a few dogs that are more intelligent than a lot of people, including people that might be in political office. So maybe they pulled a really smart dog, and when dogs get hot, they don't sweat. They pant. So you would pant.
No panting on the list.
But that, oh, speaking of pants, that, I guess I'm just thought of something. Because you know me and my wisecracks and my love of words. You would put on, like, short pants or Daisy Dukes because you're hot. So how about that for a pant-related answer?
You know, I don't see putting on shorts on the list.
Okay, or just take off your clothes or put on cooler clothes, none of that, right?
No, nothing to do with clothes
okay,
on the list.
Okay, well, I guess nothing with pants. Okay, well, I thought I would give you a wisecrack and a cerebral answer.
All right. I don't know which was which there. I don't know which was the wisecrack, and I don't know which was the cerebral answer, but, you know, we'll take it. 740-751-4038. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. 56 minutes past the hour here. Sweat is number one. Pass out was number two. Heat stroke was number five. Two answers remain in the middle here. Now remember, the way this question is worded is kind of how you have to think of it. Name something that might happen when you get really hot. And one does have to do with liquids. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Still no word on what happened to our guest earlier in this hour. Now, I am sure that I did have the date right because I did double check on this yesterday. So I guess we'll find out as the morning progresses here on WGH Talk. 3 minutes left before the top of the hour.
740-751-4038, the Family Feud category question. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. We've got sweat, pass out, and have heat stroke. Don't all of those things sound bad? That sounds awful. Now, sweating, you know, we all sweat a little bit from time to time, I think. Although there is a disease where you can't sweat. You remember Lulu Roman from Hee Haw when she was up here a few years ago? I found out that she could not sweat. It was a hot day, and she was in the studio, and she has that disease where you can't sweat. So we had to put a fan on her so she didn't faint, which is number two on the list, or pass out. There's a little trivia for you. Lulu Roman from Hee Haw does not have the ability to sweat. She's got that that horrible illness. And by the way, we do want to say hello to Brinley, our youngest listener out there this morning. Hopefully she's enjoying her beanie that she won last week. Seven-year-old Brinley, one of my favorite people, who listens to this show, I think, pretty well every morning. Hopefully educated and entertained every morning by all the fun stuff that we talk about here. All right. Name something that might happen to you when you get really hot. Sweat, pass out, heat stroke. Three and four still left on the list. Sweat was number one, overwhelmingly. 75 people said sweat. Pass out was number two. 13 people said pass out. And heat stroke was number five. 2 people said heat stroke. So what are those remaining two elusive answers? 740-751-4038. We're coming up on the break here in about 40 seconds. And we'll come back and maybe we'll talk more. Maybe we'll have a guest. Don't really know at this point. But the show will go on. Remember, you can listen to us by downloading the TuneIn app absolutely free on any mobile device or Roku or laptop, cell phone, tablet, anything you have. Searching WWGH, you can listen to us absolutely free. Or you can go to the website, WWGH1071.com, and listen there for free as well. Plus, archives of shows dating back to 2016. Here comes the break, back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For people like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time about guest starring on Fantasy Island.
I was late.
Yes.
And as I always am for everything I do. And anyway, they were waiting for me. And he came up to me. He said, I want to tell you something. Did you know you made this wait? You know, I said, well, I'm very sorry. And I didn't realize my call was for later and everything. Then I sat down and his wife came up to me. And she said to me, Shecky, I'm everybody's wife.